Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. So I may have gotten married yesterday, which is pretty fucking insane. Like, what? I know that a lot of you are thinking, is she pregnant? Like, what's going on? She got married 5 months after she got engaged. Maybe even going back to see the date that I got engaged and doing the math, but don't worry, I just did it for you. And yeah, we did it. We did it, Joe. It's a story. It's definitely a story that needs to be told. Firstly, why it happened so quickly, but second, Lee, about the wedding in general. I am recording this before the wedding, so I hope that it went so amazingly, and I can't wait to tell you guys all about it when I get back from my honeymoon. And I'm just really excited about it. Today's episode is a delight. It is with Leanna and Jared, and they host a podcast called Hello and Goodbye. And it's a really fun one because we're doing like a live dating app profile reading of both Jared's and Leanna's profiles. It's really fun. And I hope that you will laugh and enjoy. I will also release the video because I feel like you need to see some of the photos that we're referencing, or maybe I'll just put them up in the social media post of this episode, TBD. But I promise we're going to get to all the wedding stuff when I'm back, and I'm going to answer every single question that you guys have. I'm going to do a submission for all your questions. But for right now, I'm going to try to stay off social as best I can and try to enjoy the moment, because hopefully you only get married once. And before I get into the episode today, I'm going to answer a few questions from Solo and talk about some things I wanted to talk about, and then we'll get right into it. So, friend breakups. I wanted to do a whole episode on this and I still might, but I just want to do like a breakdown of like, there's different friend breakups, right? Like there's the direct friend breakup that I've never personally experienced where someone's just like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. And here's why. I've never personally experienced it, but a girl I know, like a girl I'm friendly with, actually did it to a girl, like to a friend of hers who was very toxic to her. And she wrote a whole email on it. And she actually sent it to me because I was so curious, like how you even say something like that. And I'm not going to read it because I want to respect her privacy, but like that's one kind. The next kind, which is the most common, I would say, is just like the slow fade. You slowly stop reaching out to this person. It starts to become one-sided, like more so on them. And like, they'll do like, and I miss you, I want to see you. And you'll be like, me too. But then like, you never want to. And that could be for a variety of reasons. Maybe you don't relate to them anymore. Maybe you feel they're toxic. I don't know. That's the one that's been done to me the most. Like, I have had friends who I was friends with, and then we just stopped being friends, and I couldn't figure out the reason. Like, I still don't know the reason. And I think it's really hard. Like, I think, you know, if a friendship is a relationship, which it is, imagine getting ghosted by someone that you were in a relationship with either your whole life or like 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 7 years. You know, it's really hard. And that's like I don't want to use the term gaslighting because I feel like it's overused, and that's another thing we'll talk about. But I just feel like you have this like kind of hole in like your heart, not like, you know, this massive hole, but like if let's say your heart is really big and you have all these tiny holes for your relationships, and then one kind of goes distant, like that is a tiny little hole that's empty. And you try to like suppress it because you're like, I don't need to be thinking about this. Like, they weren't my boyfriend, but like, it's really painful. It really is. Like, you had that relationship with someone, and then they stopped having this relationship with you, and then you never knew why. Like, you never got clarity around it. Anyway, so just the bottom line is that friend breakups are really hard. And if you're in one, you're not alone. And if you feel like you're crazy because you think there's a friend distancing yourself, you're also not alone. And that person probably is distancing themselves. Like, women's intuition, we always know. We always know. Okay, rules for getting, like, rules when you're boyfriend, girlfriend, or girlfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend, before getting engaged. I think that the rules are different here because a lot of them don't apply anymore. Like, you're now official. I think that the rules, they definitely don't go out the window, but most of them, like, for example, you can initiate texts, you can initiate dates, like, you can plan all the dates if that's what you want. Like, they're your person, and like, you've said I love you and whatever. These are things that I believe. And again, just like all of the rules, like, not everyone is going to agree with them, and that's okay. I have friends who definitely didn't follow any rules when it came to like boyfriend, girlfriend relationships. I think it's a lot of it's common sense, right? Like, if they want to do something with their friends, let them. Like, that's a huge rule for me, is like, I would never hold my significant other back. If he's like, I'm going to go grab dinner with my friends that night, like tonight, like, I'm like, great. You know? And by the way, like, it's not like I'm faking it. I want him to like be with his friends. Like, so you should never be someone that's taking them away from their friend time. That's one. Don't curse at each other or like keep score of things. I would say that's number two. And that I struggled with a lot in the beginning of my relationship. Like, all I did was curse. Like, that was like my first reaction. And then I had to learn that that's not okay. And that was like a mix of like how I grew up and like my past relationships coming into play. Don't give like the silent treatment to a partner. Like, that just is so awful and never helps. And like, it just shows that you're holding a grudge, and like, no one wants to be with somebody that holds a grudge. Don't like talk negatively about anyone in their family. And this, like, you'd be like, oh yeah, obviously. But no, like, it's true. Like, you are not engaged yet. Like, once you're engaged, you can be like, okay, we're never seeing your grandma again, if that's how you feel, right? But like, before, maybe wait till you're married for that one. But like, while you're together, like, you love their family, and like, you advocate on the side of the people that they love, or, you know, that love them for the most part, unless there's like major familial issues, in which case, of course, that's different. Take care of them when they're sick, like, of course, but this is like definitely a girlfriend privilege, a boyfriend privilege. And like, you want to show them that like, you're worthy of a fucking marriage because you take care of them. Like, don't leave them when they're sick. Don't, you know what I mean? Like, don't like abandon them in times of need, of course, right? It's like, be trustworthy, always communicate with them. Like, these are very, very common sense rules. There's nothing you know, so crazy, except that I would say, like, make sure you show them that you're keeping the traditions that they care about. That's like a big thing, especially for guys. I think, like, when they're getting married, they're like scared. They're like, oh, I'm leaving my mommy. Like, I need to make sure things are the same. Like, keep the same traditions. That's really important to them and, like, should be important to you if you're with the right person, you know? And I think lastly, just like, don't bring up getting engaged and like give ultimatums like about moving in, things like that. Like, unless it's in like a funny, joking way and everyone genuinely thinks it's funny that's involved. Like, not like you being like, oh, like Cynthia just got engaged. Did you see that? Isn't that funny? Because they've been dating longer than us. Like, no, that's not funny. But if you're like, oh, did you see Cynthia got engaged? Like, how funny. Like, or like, oh, did you see Cynthia got engaged? Like, I'm so happy for her. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't helpful, but like, if there's a way that you could say it funny and not sounding like bitter and like demanding, you know? And like, this one is very old school and I'm going to get so much shit about it because I always do when I do like a traditional rule, but like, I like to cook for my partner. I think it's really nice. I like to show my partner that I can cook for like our future kids and whatever. So cooking is nice. That doesn't mean they can't cook for you. They definitely should, but you know, cooking, it's great. It's fun. And I think that's really it. Just like establish your boundaries with this person. Don't like be gross and like messy and, you know, be somebody that you would want to marry, you know, like emulate that. Oh my God, there's so many other things that I want to talk about. But you know what? I'm going to save that. I'm going to save all of it for the next solo, which is going to be a week from today while I'm on my honeymoon before another great episode that we're going to air. And I'm really excited for you to hear this one. I'm really excited to tell you all about my wedding. And we have so much to talk about this month. So get pumped and get excited for this episode today. The thing about being healthy is that ultimately it grows on you, which is the best part of it, honestly. Especially if you just aren't a big fan of vegetables and you need that little, you know, extra boost in the morning or whenever, really. But I like it best in the morning with my athletic greens because I am not a big veggie person. In fact, I probably only have vegetables for one meal and it's kind of forced. And my experience with Athletic Greens has honestly shocked me because I thought that it was going to be like this very like gross tasting kind of mix of stuff. And it's been the complete opposite. Athletic Greens actually taste good. It kind of tastes a little tropical, like basically a smoothie, but really easy because it's like just Athletic Greens and water. And it's really, really amazing. I'm absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start my day when I just take one scoop of Athletic Greens and mix it with water. Like, that cannot be any easier. I can't hear anyone say that they don't have time to eat healthy when they just heard me say how easy that was. It is just amazing. The price is good. It costs you less than $3 a day and you're investing in your health. And it's like way cheaper than going to Starbucks, which, not to be personally attacking, but like a lot of you are doing every day. It supports your sleep quality, your workout recovery, mental clarity, alertness. It's really, really amazing. And it's lifestyle friendly. Like, if you're keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, you can still use Athletic Greens. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs, which I took with me to my honeymoon. So I'm really excited to leave tomorrow with all my Athletic Greens. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/acme. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/acme to take ownership over your health and pick the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. So I'm new to investing, which I don't know if you're new to it or not, but I'm new to it. And I've been told that I'm actually a really good investor because all I do is put my money in an index fund and never check it ever, The worst thing you can do is check like every single day and make changes every single day, because things are always going to go up and down. And that's something that I've learned a lot through using Wealthfront. If you haven't heard of Wealthfront, Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. So you're like, what the hell do I invest in? I just, you know, got paid all this money for my job, or I just came across this money somehow and I need to be responsible with it. It's no manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day, which is a terrible habit and can make you have major anxiety. They automatically handle all the investing based on the preferences you control. Wealthfront can even lower the taxes you pay as you invest. Best of all, it's automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/acme. All you need is that one investment to get started, and then you can grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/acme. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/acme to start growing your savings. Wealthfront.com/acme to get started today.
Hi, I'm Cara Natterson.
And I'm Vanessa Kroll Bennett. We're the co-hosts of the Puberty Podcast.
Each week, we dive into the what and how of raising kids through puberty, that roller coaster of physical and emotional shifts for kids and parents alike.
Combining reliable science and relatable parenting strategies, we will all learn about, laugh about, and yes, maybe even cry about adolescence, ours and theirs.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I'm so excited to be here with Leanna and Jared from Hello Goodbye Podcast. Hey guys.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being here. So I have to say to the world that Leanna and Jared are not a couple. So they are just friends, even though we might want them to be. It's not happening, but that's also a really good subject to talk about, which is platonic friendships and kind of like how they work. But before we get into that, guys, break it down for us. How old are you and where are you from? We can start with Leanna because ladies first.
Okay. So I'm 35 and I'm from Redlands, California, which is like a really cute little town in Southern California. And that's where I currently live too.
Yeah. I am 40. I'm going to be 41 in like 3 weeks, which is weird. And I'm originally from outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So I moved to Redlands. I moved to the West Coast about 7 years ago, and that's how we became friends. So
yeah,
I love it. I love it. And let's talk about platonic friendships first.
Okay.
Well, how did you guys decide to have a podcast together as friends? And then we'll get a little deeper into the friendships.
I feel like you always go first on this one. Can I take a shot at it?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So when Leanna and I first met each other, she was still married. And I became friends with her and her husband at the time. Mm-hmm. And we stayed friends. And when Leanna went through her divorce, we kind of became closer. And I think like...
You were like, I really dumped a lot of emotional baggage on you.
But how did you guys originally meet when you, Leanne, were married?
So I'm a yoga instructor. And Jared did yoga before he came out. And so he was looking for a studio. And I was like the second class that you took mm-hmm. in Redlands. And
so funny you said came out and now everyone's like, so is he gay?
Oh, no. No, came out to Redlands from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And wait, from Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I taught the class and he came up after my class and he was like, that was like a fucking awesome class. And I was like, oh, okay.
I think I was, because when I was with someone when I moved out here.
Yeah.
And like, maybe when I started going to your class, like really going regularly, I think it was like after the breakup. So I think when I said that to you, I was like mid tough breakup. And I was just like, I really fucking needed that. Like, it was great.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And okay. I think, you know, I think we like, he just kept coming to my classes. And I think there was like some chemistry and I think we were like interested in each other as like people. you know? Mm-hmm. And I remember like he was telling me that he didn't have any family out here and he was new. And I said, well, do you want to just join us for like Thanksgiving? Like, you know, cause my family, we just invite people over if you don't have a place to go. And he didn't come, but he thought it was really sweet. And then you asked me for a favor. And then our friendship just kind of took off from there. And again, like I was married, so it wasn't, we weren't like hanging out. I just see him at yoga. Mm-hmm. And then when I went through my divorce, it was really hard. It was like a really traumatic experience for me. And Jared was someone that I found like was really soothing and helpful and very insightful. And so he was just there for me and actually stayed with you for like a week mm-hmm. when I was trying to figure out where I was going to live. And then we just got past the point of like anything really.
Yeah. Like happening. Past that, like, will they or won't they sort of
yeah,
thing.
And, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are both of your relationship statuses now?
Very single.
So I mean, it's interesting, right? I'm, you know, 40 and never been married, no kids. And I think a lot of that is like, I've moved several different times and kind of started over in new places for my career and things like that. And so I am also single and I have been sort of off of the dating market for like probably at least 6 months now, mm-hmm. kind of very intentionally. And it's been great, to be honest. And when you came on our show, Lindsay, by the way, if your listeners,
yeah, I was gonna say, you were definitely seeing someone then. No,
no, no. I think we might've talked about like one of my relationships, but no,
okay.
I was seeing,
okay. Yeah. No, there was, yeah. This is why I thought so, because there was someone we talked about that Leanna didn't like that you dated.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Lindsay, that kind of goes back to like when I started the podcast, like how did he come on as kind of like my friend?
Right.
So he was in a relationship at the time and I had this story of a massive, like huge story that I just wanted to share with the world. And I decided I was just going to start a podcast and I knew I didn't want to do it on my own. I wanted someone to go back and forth off because I wanted it to be more comedy. And I just had a girlfriend be like, why don't you just have Jared be your co-host? You guys get along so well. He's very insightful with dating and relationships. And I think you guys would be a really good fit. And so I just asked him and I was like, do you want to just come on for as a sidekick for a little bit, see if it's something you like, you want to do. And then he hasn't gone anywhere since. I mean, he's mm-hmm. now, you know, we're co-hosts. It's still my podcast, but he's such a huge part of it. And then during that time, so he was in that relationship, right? So then the podcast started and then his girlfriend hated me.
Which was not like the problem that was like larger
right.
problems.
Right. Yeah. 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 There was like a time actually where like actually a significant amount of time where she sent Jared some texts that she was going to sabotage our podcast and like give us one star reviews. Like it was a lot. It was a lot. Yeah. So.
Oh my God. How could you date a podcast sabotager? That is like not okay. Okay. But let's back up a second because Leanna, you just said something important, which is that you had a big story to tell. Do you mean the story of your divorce?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I think too, I mean, part of you starting the show was that you got married very young. And so like did not have a lot of like experience in like the typical dating scene. And then when you got divorced, it was like a real roller coaster ride. And you have like every crazy dating story under the sun and all of these things. And so, and you had found some podcasts and other things that like made you feel less alone and helped you have like confidence in yourself and like keep doing that dating journey. And like you wanted to sort of bring that to other people.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I think that I have a very unique story, Lindsay, that has some things that I'm not proud of, that has some things that I've been through that are very clear traumas. And it's been a road for me of really just getting like knocked down and then knocked down again and knocked down again and over and over and over and finally like finding my way up. Mm-hmm. And this journey for me is now like, now I feel like I'm there, like I'm close and I'm finally to the point where I'm like, I am the person that I've always was always supposed to be.
Right.
But I never had the chance to get there. And
I love that. Yeah.
originally the idea was just, it was going to be comedy and I was going to talk about all these crazy dating stories and sex stories because there were like so many, there still are. It's insane. But then it really turned into just like, I want it to be like, just, I want people to feel like they're not alone. Like there's mm-hmm. someone else that has gone through at least one of the same things that they have gone through and to feel supported. And yeah, so that's, I guess that's just.
Yeah. We like took a turn into like, really like authenticity and like vulnerability. And so like, mm-hmm. and we will have like dating coaches and relationship and like, you know, psychology type experts on our show, but like, we're kind of like your friends who are sort of stumbling along the path with
yeah.
you. Right.
Yeah.
And like laughing about it.
Yeah. You
know? And speaking of friends stumbling along the path. So I have in front of me, I like, what's the line from America's Next Top Model where Tyra's like, in front of me, I hold two photos. And she's like, and one of them is going home today. But before we get into the dating profile analysis, Leanna and Jared, you know that I'm into astrology. We talked about it on your podcast, which everyone needs to listen to our episode for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, because you were like really like open and vulnerable and it was awesome. Like, so your listeners should check it out. Yeah.
You brought it out of me. I already know your signs, but for those who don't.
Yeah. So I'm a Libra.
Yes, she is.
Were you going to give your rising and your...
Oh, sure. Yeah. Do you want that, Lindsay?
Yes, okay, I want it
so
all.
So my rising and my sun sign are Libra.
Okay, love.
Is that right? Rising and
sounds
sun?
Right. It sounds yeah, okay. right, yeah.
And then my moon sign is Pisces.
Oh. See, that is why you guys get along so badly. Like, you're going to like... I'm going to be laughing when I find out that you guys are married with like 3 kids in a year. Okay, Jared, you're...
No, talking. I'm a Pisces and I forget my other two are like...
I feel like you have one Scorpio.
I have one Scorpio and one Aquarius.
Yeah.
I would guess that you're a Scorpio rising and an Aquarius moon.
I think that's right.
I think that's... Yeah. Yeah, that's accurate.
Because a Scorpio moon is... It's a lot. It's a lot. So I wouldn't wish that upon you.
Oh, okay. So like, that's why I'm a mess?
Yeah, I think the Pisces is why you're a mess. No, I'm just kidding.
First of all, I think Pisces dudes are like the best dudes. Like it's interestingly,
they're good.
All of my close guy friends, like yeah. really close guy friends are also Pisces guys because I don't know. Cause like, I don't click with dudes that like can't actually like talk about real shit and like...
Right. No. I'm
like
with
express
you.
Express themselves with you on that. And whatever. Yeah.
My fiance's best friend is a Pisces dude. Okay. So we're going to go over your dating app profiles. I know you guys can't see, or maybe we'll do a clip of this video, but I'm holding up Leanna's dating profile. So we're going to start because ladies first.
Also, we'll post screenshots of our profile, of the profiles to our podcast page. So go over... When this drops, yes, and yes. you'll be able to like look through them and like follow.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to go over their picture a second. Let's go over the words. So the first thing I see is my most irrational fear is ordering a sandwich to go, driving home and realizing they forgot the pickle. That's really good. That's really good. Okay. The key to my heart is texting me randomly during the day to check in and then surprising me with Thai food. That's cute.
Mm-hmm. That's cute. Thank you.
Dating me is like eating trail mix. Sometimes it's sweet, sometimes it's salty, but it's always a reliable snack. That's good. Okay. I think off the bat, I'm like, it's a lot of Pinterest quotes. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I feel too
many words.
Yeah, kind of. Like the most irrational fear about the sandwich is so good. Like for me, it's like if I order something and they forgot the fries, like that's like that's a horror movie, a horror film. And I think people can relate to that a lot, right?
Yeah.
So I like the most irrational fear. The key to my heart, I don't think you need... So guys, and I'm curious to hear Jared's take on this. When you ask guys 2 questions, they answer 1. Mm. When you say 2 things, they read 1.
Mm.
Guys are not like us in that like we're multitasking and getting to everything and like we're gonna like respond to every single thing that you said. So I feel like for the key to my heart part, Instead of texting me randomly during the day to check in and then surprising me with Thai food, how about just the key to my heart is surprising me with Thai food?
You're right. I like that better.
Also because the text me during the day sounds needy off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy is thinking, oh God, here I have to commit to this, to texting, to check in with this girl. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to check in with this girl. I'm a very busy surgeon.
Right. Yeah, no, I like that. I will definitely make that change for sure.
Well, what if but I feel like the texting throughout the day is the actual key to your heart. Like Thai food is nice.
Well, I mean, and I guess what I mean by that is like not texting me all day, just like instead of like feeling like it's forced, like what you're saying, like feeling like they have to, more of just like, hey, thinking about you.
Like the occasional unprompted text.
And I agree with you. Like there's nothing better, right? But that will come from them naturally because they like you, you know?
That's a good point.
Okay. So then, and then the last one, dating me is like eating trail mix. Sometimes it's something salty, but it's always a reliable snack. Cute. But I feel like after having conversed with you, like you can do more like make me laugh out loud. You know what I mean?
Oh, so it's not funny enough.
I don't know. Do you think it's funny, Jared? Did you see her? Did you see Leanna's profile before this?
I did you send me yours? No. I sent you mine. Mm-mm. No, I haven't. Wait, can you read it again?
Dating me is like eating trail mix. Sometimes it's sweet, sometimes it's salty, but it's always a reliable snack.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really tell me much about you.
Right. Like everyone's sweet sometimes and salty sometimes.
Right. Well, first of all, I'm going to roast your profile.
Don't even worry.
We're gonna for sure be roasting.
So you know, I guess for me, like when I'm reading people's profiles, I don't want to know that much. Like, I don't like it when guys are like, this is me and this is what I do and here's all my emotions and I feel like they vomit it out. So I guess for me, like just keeping it lighthearted and surface level and then they can figure out things about me later. That's kind of where I was coming from it. But I guess what would you suggest I do instead?
So what I would do is not even that much of a pivot, but I would just change it to dating me is like eating trail mix. That's it.
Oh.
And then they're like, why? And then you're like, oh, because, you know, sometimes you get those pieces that are, you know, like that's like an opener almost. Like maybe they don't need to know exactly why you think that dating you is eating. Maybe you will find someone that is so up your alley and so smart that they'll figure out why dating you is like eating trail mix. Mm-hmm. And they'll message you and they'll be like, I get the trail mix. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But like my question off the bat for you is like, which of these prompts gets the most responses?
Okay. So Lindsay, I get very little traction on Hinge. I think it's a lot of it is where we live. Where we live. Because I think my profile is really like pictures are on point. I will definitely, you know, make those changes. Although I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I shouldn't have two foods? Cause it's like, I've got the one, like surprise me with Thai food. And then I'm dating me is
it's
like
all
trail
food.
Mix.
It's all food. That's really funny. Okay. And by the way, we haven't even gotten to your pictures yet, but if we're talking about the prompts, yes, they're all food. Is there something else that you can share with us that makes you, or maybe Jared can help us out here, that's like unique to you, that like if Jared saw your profile, he'd be like, without seeing the photos, he'd be like, that's Leanna.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what dating you would
or
be
like a controversial opinion that you have. Like,
well, see, I've tried to put like politics in it before.
No, you don't need to do that. But I mean like controversial, like you hate like a certain kind of pickle or like you hate, like if you don't, like salt and vinegar chips, like don't, like I hate you, you know, like something like that kind of. But now I'm thinking of.
I know. That's what I'm laughing at.
Maybe your controversial thing is like AirPods suck, or like, you know, something that's universally liked that you don't think is good. Like,
sure.
I always use in my dating consultations. Like, if you were thinking of controversial opinions, then you're like, I surprisingly don't like Harry Potter, or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, The Office isn't funny. Something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, or I was thinking about something, this is probably terrible and you guys are both going to roast me for this, but like something like, cause I feel like this is true for you. Like dating me is like being the people like laughing the loudest at the restaurant, but having too much fun to care or something like that.
Well, that's too long. But
yeah,
but
no, I like the sentiment behind that.
Yeah.
But like, instead of saying that like dating you is like, you're going to make each other laugh, like make them laugh with that prompt by saying something else, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, you know, something that I've done in like a Bumble profile, they have a prompt that's like what you should know about me or something like that. And I in the past have said like, I have a really loud laugh or my laugh. Oh, my laugh will make you laugh. Something like that. So, but I mean, I'll have to think about it.
We can work with the laugh. And also guys like to know that you're going to laugh at their jokes like ahead of time. Cause then they feel more confident to take you out on the date. So, I'm just trying to think of other prompts. You could be like, is there a prompt that's like, don't judge me if, or something like that?
I think so.
I would be like, my laugh is louder than anything in the room or something like that. Like,
I like that. That.
Like,
yeah.
So something I recently helped someone with is they were like writing an answer of like, I forgot the prompt, but it was like the key to my heart or something. And it was like the Beatles, Harry Styles, and like pink sweatshirts or something. And I was like, instead of that, let's say, there's a prompt that's like, I'll bring you home to my mom if, and then I just wrote your Harry Styles.
Oh,
so like, it's like taking out the cheesiness and just making it like silly. And then like the guy is like, ooh, now it's my opportunity to be silly to her. Cause she gets silliness,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then he messages you and he's like, I can be Harry Styles. Like I have a sweater that's similar, you know? So it's like that kind of stuff where it's like,
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Lindsay. You know what I really like about what you're saying and kind of how you're formulating is you're taking something that I made a little bit more direct and you're making it indirect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simplifying it. It's making it funnier, cuter, more relatable.
And there's like, it's like exactly. More playfulness and like a little bit of like mystery.
I mean, I really just need to move to LA to get more matches, but...
Yeah, you do. You might. I've talked a lot on the podcast about my bloating and my inability to go to the bathroom normally. And I think that there's a lot we can chalk it up to, but the reality is that I need to be eating more veggies. Like that's just the truth. Every doctor will tell me that all the time. And it's easy when you're eating them in delicious smoothies like Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers amazing smoothies that are all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door, and they conveniently stay fresh in your freezer. I have so many in mind right now, including their flatbreads and their bowls. Personally, my favorite smoothie is the mint and cacao. It's kind of like a mint chocolate chip ice cream. I swear to God, it tastes delicious. And their smoothies take minutes to prepare and never use preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything. So you don't have to check the label because I'm telling you, it's good for you and it's healthy. I'm personally a huge fan of them in the morning, but you can really have them on the go or whenever you want. So definitely check it out. Daily Harvest makes it easy to feel good about what I'm doing for myself and for the planet. Go to dailyharvest.com/acme to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/acme for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/acme now. Check out the smoothies, check out the ice cream, check out the flatbreads, the bowls. Literally every single thing is better than the next. So go to dailyharvest.com/acme now. I don't know about you, but when I have something really like exciting coming up, I do not sleep at all the night before. Even if it's just an early meeting that I'm nervous about, I just don't sleep at all whatsoever. And it's a really hard thing for me, especially for my wedding, because I was like, I'm not sleeping at all the night before my wedding or my rehearsal dinner, anything. Like I'm not going to sleep the night of my wedding. I'm going to be so excited. And I just wanted to have energy for my big day. And I was like, what am I going to do? I want energy, but I don't want to crash. So I'm really, really grateful that I brought my Thesis supplements with me. If you haven't heard of Thesis, they make personalized supplement formulas that are specifically designed to boost cognitive function. It's based in the science of nootropics, which are natural and powerful ingredients like caffeine, ginseng, and B12 that increase productivity, focus, energy, and mental clarity. So you literally cut through brain fog to clink. Did I just say frog? You cut through brain fog. See, this is what I'm talking about, to think clearly. Or you can get a little help with motivation to find your flow. All you have to do is take their 3-minute online quiz, and Thesis recommends a high quality nootropic formula that is designed and unique to you and your goals. It's amazing. And over 60,000 entrepreneurs, lawyers, engineers, busy professionals, and parents have used Thesis to get better results at work and at home. Imagine what you could do with Thesis. Right now, Thesis is offering our listeners 10% off your first starter kit when you visit takethesis.com/acme. That's takethesis.com/acme to take the quiz and discover your unique nootropic combination and save 10% on your first starter kit. That's takethesis.com/acme. Make sure to use our URL to let them know that we sent you. Okay. And then your photos, obviously your gorge. I love them all. I would start with, so just because it's hard for people listening to the podcast to hear or to understand this part, but I'm just going to explain. So Leanna's first photo is kind of looks like a selfie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And her second photo is like this stunning, like blazer, like work ready shot. That should be the first photo for sure.
Okay. Okay.
The selfie can actually go in the garbage, not because it's not beautiful, but because it's a selfie. The selfie with a dog is fine. That's an exception.
Okay.
And he's really cute. And so let's talk about the bikini photo for a second.
Yeah.
Do you do it to suss people out? Like if they like the bikini photo, like it's a no-go?
No, not at all. I think I do it because I really like the photo and it does show my fitness, but it's from a distance. And it was a really beautiful moment that I had in Hawaii on a solo trip. And so to me, it's kind of empowering, but I don't mind not having it there at all.
I think you're right. The distance makes it okay. So then there's a photo of Leanna kind of like sitting up against a wall in like a seductive boot, which I would remove, and I'll tell you why. There's two reasons. The first is it's this photo to me is like I take myself seriously, and you don't. Like you can laugh at yourself, and that's an amazing quality. You know, this photo is like I had a shoot and I took it seriously, and you already have like a professional photo with the blazer one.
Yeah.
So I would take this off, and what I would replace it with is a photo with your friends. Because right now I'm looking at your profile and I'm like, does she have friends? Like, I don't see one friend photo, you know?
Oh, interesting. Okay. I've always stayed away from having photos with other people in them because I don't want them to think my friends are more attractive than me.
Oh, no, don't. Obviously, don't choose the really attractive friends. In fact, I was always offended when I found out that my friends had me on their profile and it was like just a picture of the two of us, because I'd be like, you think you're hotter than me. Like, it's so obvious. And
that
I hate
is
you.
So funny. Okay. But
yeah,
I will
like
definitely
post a photo with friends. Like maybe it's like a co-ed friend,
sure.
You know, it doesn't have to be like you and a girl who's like really hot. But the way that I like to look at dating profiles is like, would my, or like, I guess this doesn't really count because this is like the desired gender's dating profile, but I'd be like, does this guy have a profile that like my guy friend could have? Or is it like very different? Because I like want him to be like my guy friend, you know? And like my guy friend like doesn't have like only solo shots of himself. Like he has photos with friends too.
Right. Okay. I like it. I will make all those changes. I'm going to have to like go into my brain power to remember all of them.
Well, I'll send you the episode after. Obviously.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Okay, so now we have Jared.
Oh no. Wait, can I just say a couple of disclaimers before I get destroyed here?
Actually, I have a disclaimer too.
Okay.
I have taken great photos of you and you don't want to use any of them on your profile.
Okay.
I have taken specific photos of him for the profile and none of them are on there.
Some of them are photos you've taken or from our podcast photo shoots and whatever. So, okay, two things. Number one, like this whole thing of you doing our profiles, Lindsay, started when I was talking about how like, I like feel like I'm turning into a weirdo and like, how do I actually like put myself out there on a profile. Mm-hmm. So that's one disclaimer. Number two, I haven't made a profile in a long time. And so I did this in like 15 minutes. And so hopefully it's not too terrible, but I just kind of like went off the cuff. I was like, well, let me just be authentic without thinking too much about it and just throw it out there. So,
okay. All right. Okay. All right. We're going to get started. So Jared's first photo is him shirtless with a like bandana. Definitely a selfie that he took on a run, I guess.
Okay, hang on. So first of all, you don't see, it's like very much from like the neck up. And I thought like the background was cool because I'm under a pier, like on the beach. Like,
but this is why need this to like get to in person with guys, because like, I am just being honest with you. Like if I saw this profile, if I were swiping for someone else or myself, I'd be like, this guy could murder me. Like this guy is definitely going to dismember me.
Oh no.
But in reality, you're like this sweet, like fun, interesting guy, you know? But this picture, I'm like, he's going to attack us. Like it's a little scary. And like, Okay. Obviously, because I now know you, like I know that's not the case, but I think this photo is just not indicative of like who you are.
Okay.
So we'll start enough with that. And again,
so like murder vibes is not a good place to start.
Murder vibes is not a good place to start. I also think so right underneath the photo is green flags I look for: warmth, silliness, caring about others, purpose, love for art and music, loading the dishwasher correctly. Okay. So I already know what we're going to change that to. But if I saw that picture and underneath I saw silliness, I would be like, this guy is never going to be silly. Like this face that he's making, I can't even see any like semblance of silliness in there, you know? Mm. And so the first picture has to be a little softer. I'm going to pull it up. So like if anyone somehow gets this video, God, they can understand what I'm talking
about.
Okay. It's interesting. You don't like photos of yourself smiling.
I don't like it when I'm like cheesing too much.
Why?
You know? That you are.
This is an amazing photo, which we'll get to later. Okay. And he's smiling. So why don't you start with that one?
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're
going to
throw the other one in the trash.
We're going to throw the other one in the trash. We're going to start with that. And then instead of warm, silliness, caring, love, music, art, blah, 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 we're going to just write green flags I look for, loading the dishwasher correctly.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, I like
so
that.
So good. That's the punchline. Skip to it immediately. You're going to get so many messages like forks up or forks down, you know, like, you know what's happening there. Okay.
Forking.
So that's the change there. Okay. Then I'm looking at your kind of information that you display. You're the dean at a university. Very cool. Penn State University. Awesome. We have about 15 religions listed. Buddhist, Christian, spiritual, agnostic, other. Choose one. Or don't display it at all, honestly. But it's just too much.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I guess, I think the conversation we were having when you were on our show was about like me being kind of like a spiritual, like weirdo.
Leave it as spiritual then.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair enough. Done. Yeah.
Okay. Love it. Best travel story: carrying a huge armoire through Berlin, stopping several times for a beer, or some farmer's market cherries. What? No, you could do better than this.
It was a really fun travel story. Like I was like staying with people, this German couple that I knew, and they were like, hey, we need to carry this huge arm. Like we didn't want to pay like the 75 euros to have this armoire delivered. So you guys are just going to go get it. It's like 3/4 of a mile away. And so we just like spent a whole afternoon like dragging this armoire.
Lindsay,
okay, you're right. I'll get
no, no, no. But that's, we don't have to completely get rid of it. But Leanna, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I don't ever like seeing those prompts on guys' profiles. I don't care what your travel story is. I don't know you. Right. I don't know you enough to care about
exactly your
travel story.
Like unless you traveled on Justin Bieber's private jet, like you could probably leave out the travel story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like what do you want to see on guys' profiles? Because I feel different for what Lindsay would advise women to put out there about themselves versus guys, right?
A little bit. Yeah. So now it's like, it's your turn to tell us a little bit about what your like controversial opinion is, or what you like that people don't, or what you, you know, dislike that people love, something like that. Right. So what's something you can share with me right now?
It's like, like kind of like,
or Leanna, help us out. Like,
yeah.
Like if you were making this profile for Jared, like,
well, you're very quirky. He's very quirky. He makes,
what's something that like, yeah, go ahead.
Well, he cooks a lot. Uh-huh. You cook a lot. You work out a lot. You
what's
have plants.
His go-to dish?
Is it like a lentil?
Yeah. Like curry lentils is like probably my go-to.
Okay. All right. Keep going. Keep telling me things. Like every time you get into like the office or whatever, you have to like make sure that, I don't know, all the pencils are sharp, like something like better than that. But you know, like if he's quirky, he's got quirks. So what are they?
Oh, I feel on the spot. I know.
Isn't there like, cause with also with the loading the dishwasher, like I don't want people to think I'm like,
I guess that
neurotic
is
neurotic mess, right?
Yeah. Like, well,
no, I think that's funny. I think that's really funny. You're not going to like send someone to jail if they load it wrong.
So, I mean, you could do like something controversial about me is that I'm a vegetarian, but only when I want to be.
That's true. Actually, that's totally true about me. Another thing that's kind of, I don't know if this is controversial or not. I hate when people use the phrase my person. And like when people talk about like sort of checking all the boxes, like, I don't know, that's just like, yeah.
That's funny. But like, then that could be interpreted as like, you don't believe you have a person. So like,
yeah,
fuck boy.
Yeah.
But I like the thing that Leanna, you just said, what was it again?
That I'm a vegetarian, right, but only okay. when I want to be.
So I forgot the prompts because it's not right in front of me, but there's got to be a prompt that's like, you know, something you should know about me is, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
I would say I'm a vegetarian unless the meat looks really good on the menu or something. You know what I mean? Like something like that.
Yeah.
Wow, you're so good at this.
I try. Like I'm a vegetarian unless we're at like Francis Mallman's restaurant and, you know, like something like I'm a vegetarian unless, you know, something looks really good.
Yeah.
I don't love the wording of unless like I don't want to be, because that's like, I want to be, and like, I'll tell you when I want to be. I don't know. There's just something about the want to be that like annoys me for some reason. But I like the idea of like, I'm a vegetarian unless like you cook an amazing steak, in which case like I'll be over a 10. Like, you know, like something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Okay. Together we could dance in the kitchen, watch Kung Fu Panda, deep dive, save the world.
Oh, this is so humiliating.
No, it's not. It's not. Okay. It's adorable, honestly. And I love these individually, but not together. So
Leanna told me that. She was like, that's too many.
Yeah, it's too many.
Yeah.
I think together we could dance in the kitchen is the cutest thing. Like every girl is like, oh my God, he's like my Ryan Gosling. Like, I think that's cute enough. But if you want to be less cute / cheesy and more like, I've got good game, together we could watch Kung Fu Panda is great. Like it's light. It's like out of left field for someone who's 40, you know, like it's good. It's good. So I would choose between dance in the kitchen or watch Kung Fu Panda, but not both.
Okay.
Good call. And then you have a video of you, I guess, doing a snow, like when you cover yourself in snow and I'm assuming go into a hot tub or something.
Yeah. So Lindsay, I never sent you the video, but it's cute. I mean, it's like what you running into a cold plunge.
Yeah. So it's basically like I was skiing with my cousins and like I think the caption is like, I'm mildly addicted to cold plunging, which is true. And so there's like the hot tub at the ski resort. And then me and my younger cousin like got out of the hot tub and like jumped into the snow and like covered ourselves with snow. And so then the video is like me covered in snow and you can sort of see him a little bit. And then we kind of run back into the hot tub.
I don't hate it, but I will say, from my experience doing dating consultations, women are very icky about videos. Like they don't like when they see a video on a guy's profile or a voice note, which is like apparently a new feature that you can do.
Oh, interesting. See, I felt like, I mean, cause like when you're like, I like re-downloaded Hinge for this.
Yeah.
Like the first thing they do is like post a voice note. And then there's like all of these things of like, post a video, like it, you know, like people want to see videos,
want you
like
follow
blah,
they want you to, but I'm telling you what people might be not so into.
Okay, yeah. It's gone.
I agree with that. I think the voice note thing is weird. And actually, like, I think it does more harm for the person than it does good.
I agree.
You know, because it sounds scripted. And then the video, I guess the video, again, it's kind of like the travel thing. Like, I don't really care what's happening in your life. Like, I don't care about these videos until I meet you.
Exactly.
Kind of a thing.
And then I want to see the videos. Right.
Yeah.
So instead of that, I would do a photo of you, another photo smiling perhaps. And then there's a last photo, which is a photo of you and a friend, I'm assuming, getting out of the water in your wetsuits, but you have blacked out his face.
Well, so
is he
that's
a
photo. That's a photo of me doing a triathlon. So I did a half Ironman triathlon, and that's like transitioning out of the swim portion. And that's someone I like don't know. So that's just like the race photos they give you. And I'm like, I don't know if this like stranger like has consented to be on my dating profile.
I appreciate the respect, but I think it's a little weirder that you blocked out his face. Like, it looks like it's like your ex best friend and you're like, fuck that guy. You know?
Oh, that's so funny. Okay.
So I would just either crop him out or keep him in, unless he's a really hot guy, in which case crop.
Not a super hot guy.
Okay. So just leave it.
He'll never know.
Okay.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We did it.
Yay.
That's so helpful.
Yay.
Thank you.
I'm so glad. Okay, guys, are you ready for a little rapid fire?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I love it. You saw your ex in a different city by the hotel pool when you were with your husband. Neither of you acknowledge each other. He was by himself. You're with husband. Should he have approached to say hi or normal to ignore?
Normal to ignore.
I'm leaning that way too. It depends on like sort of how long you were together and how recent it was. If you dated for like 2 years and this was like 10 years ago, like I think you can say hi.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm a big say hi to the exes if you're in the same place and have seen each other and that's clear person. As long as it's not going to like harm the other person. I don't know. I just feel like, who are we kidding ourselves? Like we know who the other person is, you know?
Yeah.
But I agree, it could be awk. If someone has very few photos of themselves on their social media, is it because they're insecure or just super private?
Both. I mean, I think I actually kind of like it when they don't have a lot of photos. Like if I'm dating someone or talking to someone and they don't really do social media or don't do a lot of photos of themselves, I actually really like it. But I mean, I guess it could be out of insecurity. I think it's more at privacy though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen both. Sometimes actually, this is maybe a controversial opinion. There's some people I know who, when they like start posting a lot of photos of themselves or like particularly like thirst trap type photos, like that to me is like greater. I'm like, oh, like they're not doing well. Like, because I think sometimes people start doing that, like when they don't feel good about themselves.
I've been there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, same.
Do you agree that you're more likely to cheat on someone if you've been cheated on?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I'm with you, Leanna. I think no, because it's like, you know how it feels. So like, why would you want to do it to someone else?
We're talking about different partners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, so my experience, right, when with one of my like earlier girlfriends, like college era, to that point, I was like, I would never cheat on somebody. Like, that's just not something people you do. And then this person I was in love with told me that they had cheated on me. And then I was like, oh, I guess that is something that people do. I guess that's an option. Because it wasn't like I was too in love with her to be like, oh, you're a terrible person. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I guess it could go either way, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then real quick, because we are like for sure going over, but I wanted to get into a little bit about the friendship thing and like how it can work and be platonic. And I'm curious what you guys think of my theory. So I have a theory that platonic friendships can only work under, I think it's like four conditions. The first is that one person is just straight up not attracted to the other. Like it's like sounds like crass, but like it's just true. And then the second is that they dated already and it didn't work out. So like that's over with.
Mm-hmm.
The third is that one of them like can't because like they're friends because they of an ex that one of them is friends with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the fourth is that, I think that's it. I think it's just those three.
See, I feel like that third one is like the most precarious one because like as time goes on, if you hang out with that person and you're attracted to them, it's going to happen, right? If there's attraction. Right.
Yeah. You know, none of those are us. You know, I think that if I'm being really transparent, like there have been times where I have been crushing on Jared and I don't think that's true for you, but you said you maybe thought about it a couple of times. You know, I'm sure there's like some curiosity there, but the more I get to know him, he drives me insane sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I know that I drive him insane. That, you know, our personalities are both very strong, very strong. And we were compatible in so many ways, but he's also an avoidant attachment style and I'm an anxious attachment style. And as a friendship, we're very secure with each other. We can come to each other with things that bother us or we have had arguments and all of that. And I just think that if we were to try the romantic thing, because he's so independent and tends towards avoidance, I would be really insecure and be very needy and it would ruin it. It would just ruin our whole relationship.
Yeah, it would sort of bring out the worst of
us. It would bring out the worst of both of us.
Yeah. I love the self-awareness. Like, I really, really love it. You guys are so awesome. Can you leave us with a quote or piece of advice that has helped you throughout the years? It could be the same one from both of you or different from each of you.
Oh, man, that's so hard.
On the spot. I think like my deepest like thing that I try to think about a lot and that has been true in my life is like just the idea that like hurt people hurt people. And so like when you, like, even when someone's like being shitty, like it helps me, like, I'm like, oh, this is about them and their relationship with themselves and like, not about me. And like, 100%. I don't know, I'm big into like compassion and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
I think for me, it's like, be who you are and get rid of everybody that tries to stop that from happening.
I love that. I love that. Guys, this was so fun. I loved having you on and I loved being on your podcast. Where can everybody find you, follow you, and hopefully listen to our episode of Hello and Goodbye?
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for having us on, Lindsay. We really appreciate it. You can follow us on Instagram at Hello and Goodbye Podcast. If you want to follow us individually, I'm at _ Leanna Joan. Jared is at The Real Jared Rodriguez. Podcast is on all podcast streaming platforms. And you can always head to our website to www.helloandgoodbyepodcast.com.
So Lindsay, can we run an idea by you? Because we talked about this. Ooh, we talked about...
Should I still be recording?
Yeah. Okay. We talked about like when this episode drops, like offering if people want to have like a Zoom date with one of us, they can like us up in the DMs. Yes,
absolutely. Hit you guys up. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll do like people can DM their submissions basically.
I love that. And can we'll it be choose... long distance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll choose one person for each and then we're going to record it and then put
we'll
it
We'll do like a 15 minute Zoom date. Yeah.
Genius. Okay. So you guys get in their DMs.
Yes. Yeah.
Love it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lindsay.